Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country at BBM Bumrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you say yarn up strong, you mob. Too deadly. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Peter Yagmore, who's the First People Liaison Officer. We're talking about this fantastic event, beautiful space, Future Leaders 2025 Junior Indigenous Youth Parliament, which is happening in Cairns. And we have Peter on the line to talk about it. Peter, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Thank you for having me.
No, brother, thank you very much for coming along. Before we start, Peter, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
So my mob now is Gugu Yimusha, so that's on my mother's side up north in Hope Vale there, Cape York.
Oh, beautiful. Fantastic. Big shout out to your mob, thank you very much. And you're based down there at Coal Country at the moment in Brisbane, eh?
I know, it's freezing down here in Brisbane.
You want to come home to Hope Vale?
Yeah, I'm going to get up north and sit on that beach.
Well, look, too deadly, brother. Look, thank you very much. So you're the First People Liaison Officer. We're talking about this fantastic event, Future Leaders 2025 Youth Indigenous Youth Parliament in Cairns. It's happening in Cairns. Whereabouts is this happening? What time is happening? Is it open to the public, Peter?
Yes, to all of those. So what we're going to do, we've got the Junior Indigenous Youth Parliament program that's going to be held at AFL Cape York House there for the boys' boarding house.
Yes.
That'll be this Thursday, the 21st of August, and we'll begin from about 9:30 a.m. and wrap up around 1:30 p.m.
Cool. So all right,
good morning for some of our future Indigenous leaders to show off some of their impressive speeches.
Fantastic. Now, with the Junior Indigenous Youth Parliament, how long has this been running for, Pete?
Good question. I'd say well over 5 years now.
Yeah.
So we've had a previous, I think last year was in Townsville,
which
was another success. And then this year, lucky enough to come home close to country and, yeah, come up to Cairns this year, but I'd say for about 5 or so years now.
Fantastic. Now, when we're talking Junior Indigenous Youth Parliament, what age are we talking? We're talking high school or primary school? Or?
So we'll have grade 5, 6s. Indigenous students from across the Cairns, Cook, Mulgrave and Barron River electorates, state electorates.
Fantastic. So do we have, how many students would we have on board? Are we talking about 2 students per school, or is it open, or how does it work?
So our nominations for our criteria offered about 10 spots for each school,
okay.
10 Indigenous leaders that come along. Some schools bringing along 10, others, you know, bringing along 3, but overall we'll have about 111 students on the day. 93 will be in the representing as Junior Indigenous Youth Parliament members.
Yes.
And we'll also have an extras there as well to be involved in the activities and also celebrate and enjoy other aspects of the day as well.
Fantastic. So with this event, they're elected. Is there any actions thereafter, or what happens with this space? How do we drive this vehicle forward? What happens in this space, Peter?
I think it comes back to just staying connected, using this opportunity for these young leaders to express, you know, what's happening within their communities and their jurisdictions, all positive or negative if they may.
Yep.
But then also for us to continue to follow up and provide pathways for them to potentially be next members of Parliament.
Well, exactly. So it virtually sets a foundation or platform for us as adults and seniors and what have you to look at young ones coming through, possibility of future leaders, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, from my point of view, back when I was younger, you know, never really thought we'd have 110 junior Indigenous leaders doing Parliament. You know,
exactly.
What I mean? More back in those days were around sport and everything, but to see 110 young Indigenous leaders now participating in speeches or a Junior Indigenous Youth Parliament is a massive achievement. It just shows what great representation we have throughout the community.
Fantastic. And yourself there, brother, as a First People Liaison Officer, how long have you been in that role?
So, luckily enough, just now coming into 6 months.
6 months, brother. Yep, good. Enjoying it, brother?
Oh, loving it. It's it definitely comes with challenges, but it also comes with a lot of positive experiences and, having a great time within the education team there, travelling to a lot of schools remote as well, delivering education of how Parliament works.
Yeah, beautiful. Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for sharing. So, to our listeners out there, this is all happening on Thursday, 21 August, 9:50 for 10:15 start, and all happening at the AFL Cape York House down there in Buchan Street, 53-75. Thank you for sharing, brother. Look, future leaders, a good platform. Thank you very much to your team. And Peter, we'll catch up with you at the event, my friend.
Deadly. Thank you, brother. I look forward to seeing you there.
You take care, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Deadly Yarn there. His name is Peter Yagmore, First People Liaison Officer, and look, fantastic. Future Leaders 2025 Junior Indigenous Youth Parliament in Cairns. So Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students from schools in Cairns and surrounding region will participate in the 2025 Junior Indigenous Youth Parliament on this Thursday. And the Speaker of Queensland Parliament, the Honourable Pat Weir, MP, will officially open proceedings. The Parliament will also be preceded over by a member of Cairns, Michael Healy, MP, a member of Mulgrave, Mr. Terry James, MP, and member for Cook, Mr. David Kempton, MP. So fantastic having our politicians there to see our young ones in action, and never know, a future Indigenous Prime Minister. Their possibility. Obama did it. We can have it in this beautiful island as well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yana Strong. And big shout out there to the First Nation radio station across this beautiful country, all the work that they do. Thank you very much. Big shout out to NERS, National News Radio Service. National Talk Black, have your say in Yana Strong. Too deadly.
Say home is where you find it. Will this place ever satisfy me? For I come from the song for a people. We always lived by the sea. Now I'm out here west of Valley. With a wife and a family, and my island home, is waiting for me. In the evening, the dry wind blows from the hills and across the plain. I close my eyes and I'm standing in a boat on the sea again. And I'm holding a long turtle spear, and I feel I'm close now to where it must be. My island home is waiting for me. Now I'm out here west of Alice Springs with a wife and a family, and my island home, is waiting for me. And the evening
across the plain. I close my eyes and I'm standing in a boat on the sea again. And I'm holding that long tail spear, and I feel I'm close now to where it must be. My island home is waiting for me. My island home, my island home, my island home is waiting for me. My island home, 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 my island home.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada, yendaba kachana bamada, yendaba gadan, yendaba listen.
Southeast wind will blow all around us, and the winter wind can chill us to the bone. We will sail the Torres Strait and East Coast waters in working time.
We are working men at this is working time.
TJ Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with Bawley One, Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev, Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your daily program, National Talk Black. And that deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. Text a brother as well, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. Now, children's book, Yirrkala, Reflect Yolngu Life, Language and Country. Yirrkala School is a remote school in Eastern Arnhem Land in the Northern Territory and has a long-standing program of bilingual both ways education. Three beautiful picture books have been created in community that reflect Yolngu life, language and country. Published by the Indigenous Literacy Foundation, ILF, these books were facilitated in a workshop with ILF Lifetime Ambassador Alison Lester, children's author Jane Goodwin and designer Lee Burgmestre. On the Way of Yolngubara is written and illustrated by two respected elders of the Yolngu people of Northern East Arnhem Land community and Rarua Garamu Maraka and Murukawa Genabara Stubbs. Their books is a story of family and country based on a real life adventure to the sacred homeland of Yolngubara. So with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn with Tic Tac Moore, Indigenous Literacy Foundation Program Manager. And we do have Tic Tac on the line. Tic Tac, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start this, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from?
Yeah, so Tic Tac from the Tiwi Islands. I get to live and work on my grandfather's country there on Woolarang Coo land in Millikarpity on the Tiwi Islands.
Oh, beautiful.
And
yes.
Programs manager at the ILF.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for the deadly hat you wear and big shout out to you, Mob. And look, fantastic children's books from Yirrkala Reflect on Yolngu Life, Language and Country. Look, fantastic that ILF is at the table and keeping our culture alive and our language alive. So paint the picture, pardon the pun, regarding the three books. Thank you, sister.
Yeah, no worries. So this all started a couple of years ago, actually. ILF went up to Yirrkala for a trip. And there was Alison Lester, author, illustrator, and then we had Jane Godwin and Lee Burgmestre. And there was a lady there from Yirrkala, Rattawoy, that she was telling them about this time where they tried to go out to her homeland, Yolngubara, and they got bogged.
They got bogged?
Bogged. The car apparently was four-wheel drive, but wasn't four-wheel drive because it got stuck in the sand. And they're like just daydreaming about all the things that they would be seeing and doing and eating out there. And they ended up taking the ILF crew out for a drive out to this place to show them. And they had already had a story going. And then they all just decided, well, let's just make it into a book.
Yes.
And so, you know, so they sort of extended the text a little bit to add more stuff to the story.
Well, Tic Tac, we're storytellers, so why not, you know?
Exactly. out of that, they ended up launching three books last week. And then I think there's another four that's still in the works.
Well, beginning's half done, exactly.
Yeah, it'll be ongoing, I think. But it's fantastic story, and the illustrations are incredible.
Good.
School kids did it with the help of Medikeen. She's just amazing to work with. But you read the story and you see all the illustrations that go with it, and it's just an incredible book. I'm very happy that there's an English version, because I can't speak or read Yolngu.
Sure.
The specific language that this is in. So there is an English version, and it's lovely.
Fantastic.
And there's another one about a buffalo and a mum. Like, this buffalo scares the mum, and the mum climbs up the tree. And it's just a funny story that this lady, and it's her mum that she's talking about. So we turned that into a book. telling us about a billabong and stuff, and the kids had done these amazing artworks about animals. So we're like, oh, well, let's do a counting book.
Yeah, why not? To whatever's happening in life, let's write a book about it. Why not?
Why not? If it's funny, go for it. If you can get illustrations to go with it, go for it.
So these books are out and about, are they?
Pardon?
These books are now out, yep.
Yeah, there's three. So on the way to Yallumbara, Gulun, which is Billabong, and the Mum and the Buffalo, they're all out now. You can
Beautiful.
Go online and
And get them.
Your own copy.
Exactly. Well, it should be going across the nation to every school in this country. And that's how we keep our language, our culture alive. So it must be really exciting to see it coming to fruition, my sister.
Oh, absolutely. That's the best part of my job, is going out to communities and seeing them just do what they do, is tell stories and create art to go with it. And then, we get these beautiful books out of it, and we get to share it with people. And learn about each other, and learn, like, this story about the bum getting bogged at the beach. How many people in communities have gotten bogged in their lifetime? Yeah, everybody.
And make a book about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and same tucker that we're eating, and, you know, we all sit there daydreaming about
chewing on guena or snake at a barbecue, and next thing your tooth fell out, hey, let's write a book about it. I don't know. You can yarn about any cases. That's too deadly. Now, you're the Indigenous Literacy Foundation Programs Manager. How long have you been in that role, Tic Tac?
Oh, I feel like my whole life. About 4 years, I think.
Good. Enjoying it?
I love my job. I don't know how many people can actually say that, but I actually love it. Like, I get to work with all these amazing people.
You do.
And I get to travel around other communities, learn about them, and, you know, listen to their stories.
Yeah.
And then get to be part of the celebrations when they've got their books back, you know.
That's
the best part, is when the books are done and you go back to community and you see all them other people where they've heard about it.
Yes.
But they haven't seen it yet. And then they get it in their hands, like that excitement and sharing it.
Yeah.
That's the best part of it.
But then it inspires them to write more books or tell more stories, but it also embeds their culture and how real it is and how, you know, powerful it is. We're talking 60,000 years, my sister, and keeping our stories alive, our language alive, you know. And the elders are watching, whether you like it or not, Tic Tac, they're watching.
They are, yeah. So that's always in the back of my mind. Am I doing things the right way?
That's
are we doing things the right way? Is that what they want?
You begin to poke them in the side there, in your rib there.
Yeah, making sure. Is this the right sentence here?
That's right.
That's what happened. And
too deadly.
But the pride that goes with it, you know, and being valued, having your language valued.
Thank you.
I think that's a big thing. I think that's important.
Of course it is. So you get to travel. So where's your office? Where do you sit, sister?
I sit in the corner of my dining room at my house in Millicarpity.
Well, shut up. There you go. Thanks to technology. And that laptop that phone.
The head office is in Sydney.
Okay.
So every now and then, like, I'll go down and be a city chick for a week. But for the most part, I'm just up
traveling.
Here. But
traveling.
I get to go to places like Yirrkala and been up to Woodjill, been over on Thursday Island
Beautiful.
For work, working with the kids at Taigai College.
Good.
And I get to work with my mob too, going to the communities here and getting our stories down, which I'm very happy and proud to do.
Well, ILF do a fantastic job. You know, my sister, publishing books and using language and stories across this nation, you know, for a long time now, which is fantastic, my sister. And you've got the best job in the world, and too deadly. Oh. And so quickly, Tic Tac, where'd that come from, sister?
Long story short, basketball trip, 1996, I ate a lot of Tic Tacs.
And it stuck. So that's your name now. You've been claiming
it. It was 2-week trip, my son came back, there's 40 kids and staff, and swallowing me Tic Tac, and everyone at school and all the family. There's a whole generation of kids there on the
So, sister, what's your first name?
My real name.
Yeah, what's your first name, real name?
My name is Diane.
Diane, but Diane's gone now. Tic Tac stuck.
So, yeah, and only when I'm in trouble or when, like, the daughters are trying to be cheeky.
Well, Tic Tac, good yarning with you. You're doing a fantastic job. And hats off to the work you do. Hats off to Indigenous Literacy Foundation, ILF. Fantastic with three books out now. Keep the work going. And thank you for sharing. So all our deadly mob out there, you can contact, we'll get online, check with your auntie Google to
go
find
to
these books. Yep, go to website, ILF, and get these books in your schools, in your classrooms, in your bedrooms. Sister, thank you very much, Tic Tac. All the best to you. Keep smiling. Travel safe, and we'll yarn soon, my sister.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Take care, darling. So bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. That's our Tic Tac Moore, her name is, Indigenous Literacy Foundation Program Manager, and told me the children's books from Murukala reflect Yungle life and language and country. So it's out and about now. Once again, Murukala School is a remote school in Eastern Armenland in Northern Territory and has a long-standing program for bilingual both ways education, which is deadly. Three beautiful picture books have been created in community that reflect Yungle life, language and country. We are storytellers, and there's three more stories there to be told, your mob. So engage. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
Come and celebrate the Yumi Arts First Nations Big Talk One Fire Cultural Festival. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, a day of celebration, sharing, storytelling, song, dance, art, workshops, food and yarning. A family-friendly free event. Yumi Arts Annual Big Talk One Fire Festival. Saturday, 30th of September, Munro Martin Parkland.
Station sponsor.
Explore the exciting career opportunities available with one of the region's leading Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander employers, WooChopper and Health Service. There are so many careers available for you, like youth work, early childhood education, information technology, administration, health work, and clinical services. You'll find an exciting and personally rewarding career with WooChopper. Taking the first step to discover how you can work with your community is easy. Visit their display at the Cairns Careers Expo, Cairns Showgrounds, this coming Thursday. Check out WooChopper's Facebook page for more details.
Station sponsor.
Cowboy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Back, have you say yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, live here from the First Session radio station here in Cairns in New Dindi Country, BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Your host, the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. It is your ship. I'm just steering it. Have you say and yarn up strong. All right, we're going to catch up yarn now with Jeff Crittenden, World Australia CEO, and talking about World Australia urges government to tackle Indigenous incarceration crisis by funding proven training programs. Sounds simple, doesn't it? On the line. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Trevor, good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, look, you make a very important statement and a very simple statement. We're talking about keeping our kids active, giving them a vision, keep them out of trouble, or give them a pathway. And you're talking about funding a proven training program while Australia urges government to tackle Indigenous incarceration. How fitting, yes?
Yeah, absolutely right. So I get a bit, I guess fed up is the best word I could use. Every time we hear the closing the gap statement from the Prime Minister, every year they say, oh, we're spending all this, we're doing that, but nothing seems to be happening. And what we believe in strongly is that if we can give everybody the opportunity to get a good career, mm-hmm. And welding's a great career. It's a great career because it's well paid and you can go on and there's a good profile to it. You can go, you know, you can study and you can get more better at it. And
get a job anywhere in the world, I would think, Jeff.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, we're 70,000 welders short at the moment in Australia.
There you go.
Everywhere in the world is short of welders. We keep saying we're going to build nuclear submarines, more bridges, more
you need
mines,
welders.
More roads.
You need welders.
And
we need welders.
We need people to do it. And I think it's a great opportunity. And we've got a program which we're running in Victoria, mm-hmm. Which has been very successful.
Yep.
It turns out that Indigenous people are great welders. They've got a good eye for art, and we've got a process that we've adopted where we start by doing creating Indigenous art, if you like, and okay. That then gets everybody interested in good. The processes, and yes. Then we can go from art to submarines, if you like, and it's a great opportunity.
Jeff, how long have you been running this proven training program?
We've been running that since 2019, okay. And there are now 10 World of Training Centres in Victorian prisons,
mm-hmm.
And we also have we're also doing it with a how to, which is a literacy program as well. So there's this fantastic literacy program mm-hmm. that the guys in Victoria have come up with, and so we support that.
Good.
And we support the welding, and guys come out and they get jobs and they go on to have, you know, careers. And
so you've got a pathway there. You've got proven, as you said, funding this proven
yeah.
training program. So you've got
yeah.
Young ones who are now in the industry, if not doing an apprenticeship, have completed thanks to this program since 2019, yep?
That's exactly
good.
Right, yeah.
Well, the government should fund it, should promote it, should increase this opportunity, this pathway. If it's a success, let's template it across the country. Why not?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. So we're just beginning to get New South Wales to get interested.
Okay.
West Australia, I met with the minister in West Australia and he's now interested. So they're moving down that pathway.
Mm.
Queensland's a bit more of a problem, but we'll get there in the end. But it should, if the federal government's driving the Closing the Gap program, then
yeah.
they should be driving this as well.
Well, exactly. And they should be looking at all the industries and a pathway as such. And when we look at industries where we're down in numbers and regarding professionals in that industry, why not invest in this area for young Indigenous kids to take up the run of it, you would think?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, and the technology we use, we can reach out to community. We don't have to. We don't have to bring people into the towns or anything. We can reach out to the community. Yes. We can see whether people are interested in the welding, whether they've got the hand-eye coordination, the talent for it, and then we can go from there. It's a straightforward thing for us. I mean, we can teach people to weld. We just need the opportunity to go out there and do it.
Give us a background regarding being a welder. Is it a 3-year apprenticeship?
Well, you've got a choice. So, yes, you can do a 3-year apprenticeship if that's what you want to do, but we can teach someone to meet the international standard for a welder in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh.
So there's one young guy who we taught to weld in a prison, and we taught him to weld a number of different welding procedures, so different types of weld.
Mm.
And when he came out, I got him an interview with one of the best welding companies in Victoria. They had a chat to him, and he went there and passed his test. And they said, okay, you get cracking here. You do 6 months. You turn up for work on time. You work hard. And then we'll give you an adult apprenticeship. So he did. He was good welder. He turned up on time. He worked hard.
Yep.
They gave him an adult apprenticeship. And then last year he won Victorian Whoa. Apprentice of the Year.
There, that's beautiful.
So that's the success. Opportunity.
That's the opportunity. Success breeds success. There's the pathway. And look, I second this notion. We are on National Talk Black. We're across the country. Governments do listen to our conversations. Weld Australia urges government to tackle Indigenous incarceration crisis by funding proven training program. Jeff, thank you for sharing. All the best to your team and to all the welders in this country. A beautiful black space, I would think. Jeff, thank you.
Thanks, Trevor. Much
thank you,
appreciated.
Mate. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Jeff Crittenden, his name is. Weld Australia is the CEO of Weld Australia. And look, it's a fantastic opportunity. There he says we can train out somebody in 3 weeks. And then they've got the credentials, you could say, to step into becoming an apprenticeship welder. And a 3-year course at that. And we had a young brother come in being in incarceration, come out doing the 3 weeks. Then it went to do the 6 months to proving that he's ready. He's got the fundamentals of being a welder. 6 months, and the company took him on board as a full adult apprenticeship. Fantastic. Success breeds success. A great program, and should look at it very seriously. Said incarceration, give him a vision, looking up, and sink the teeth into it. There it is. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to time where Trendy signs off. Trendy Trev, thank you very much for your company, your mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Keep the yarns going. Don't forget, 24/7, you can text your brother, 045-714-0550. Or our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. But thank you for your company, mob. Big shout out to BBM crew here, management, board of directors, and nurse. Thank you very much, National Indigenous Radio Service, a team effort, and a big shout out to all First Nation radio stations across this beautiful big island, Australia. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Yarn soon, you mob. Too deadly.
Looking at me. we go and sit beneath that tree. We can talk about those things like those birds, butterflies, and those bees, plants, flowers, and those trees. Down for hours, you and me, we can talk about any little thing. So, boorie-longin' girl, what do you see?
A boorie-longin' girl,
looking at me.
A boorie-longin' girl,
what do you see?
A boorie-longin' girl,
looking at me.
Boorie-longin' girl,
what do you see?
Boorie-longin' girl,
looking at me.
Boorie-longin' girl,
what do you see?
Boorie-longin' girl,
looking at me. Ever since I first laid my eyes upon this girl, all I could say was, ever since I first laid my eyes upon this girl, all I could say was, I don't be ashamed that I can name Boorie-longin' girl. I'll leave your mind in exchange. Don't be ashamed that I can name Boorie-longin' girl. I'll leave your mind in exchange. Don't be ashamed that I can name Boorie-longin' girl. I'll leave your mind in exchange. Don't be ashamed that I can name Boorie-longin' girl. I'll leave your mind in exchange. Boorie-longin' girl, what do you see?
Boorie-longin' girl,
looking at me.
Boorie-longin' girl,
what do you see?
Boorie-longin' girl,
looking at me.
Boorie-longin' girl,
what do you see?
Boorie-longin' girl,
looking at me.
Boorie-longin' girl,
what do you see?
Boorie-longin' girl,
looking at me. So is there a possibility for yes,
yes,
yes, you and me, we go and sit, yes, beneath that tree, and we can talk, yes, about those things, like those birds, the butterflies, and those bees, or those plants, flowers, and those trees.
That's
sit
right.
down for hours, you and me, so okay. we can talk about any little thing.
So Boorie-longin' girl,
what do you see?
Boorie-longin' girl,
looking at me.
Boorie-longin' girl,
what do you see?
Boorie-longin' girl,
looking at me.
Boorie-longin' girl,
what do you see?
Boorie-longin' girl,
looking at me.
Boorie-longin' girl,
what do you see?
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
No, I can't say let go. You're gone when I need you the most. They say it's hard, but you never know. What you had for so long, then it's gone. When I wake, smell the coffee. My lungs breathe it in and I'm happy. I wish it all was just a dream, but it's not, it's never what it seems. When the days are dark and the room is feeling empty, I know that I can lean on you when I'm feeling heavy. You will catch my tears when the days are looking darker. You are my pillow and you're all I got. Oh, when I fall apart, when I fall apart, when I fall apart, yeah, yeah, yeah. The house is silent and it's past three. Oh, in my room, now it feels like I can't breathe. I start to cry and get angry. I'm too young to lose you, can't you see? Yeah. I sit and stare as the phone rings. It ain't you, but I wish that it could be. My tears when the days are looking darker. You are my pillow and you're all I got. Oh, when I fall apart, and you're all I got. Oh, when I fall apart.